Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, stress management, or bubble lovely. Well, folks, I'm at the kitchen sink doing dishes, feeling woozy. Earlier at the gym, I was doing a good deed, picking up some dumbbells that some, dare I say, dumbbell left on the floor. Putting them back on the rack, one slipped, all 55 pounds, and smashed my pinky, cutting it when I looked maybe to the bone, but I could barely look because it made me nauseous and lightheaded. Woozy. My first thought was stitches at my docs, but oh yeah, it's Saturday, and the thought of the emergency room and waiting for hours, who knows how long, with my poor, throbbing, bleeding pinky was too much, when all I wanted to do was go sit on our porch in the finally, it's spring, Syracuse sunshine. So, after a big, ouchy, cold water rinse and some desperate temporary tight band-aids, I headed home, hand held high, wrapped in a towel to keep the red stuff contained. Walking through the kitchen, there are all the dishes I left because before the gym, I was rushing to check on my mother at the nursing home after they called to say they found her sleeping on the bare floor in her room. Maybe she'd fallen out of bed, or maybe after she'd wet the bed, her Alzheimer's-addled brain decided at best it can anymore, the floor would be better than a wet, smelly bed. And I hadn't seen her for a week because my son was in from Seattle and we hadn't seen him for 5 months, so I chose him, but felt torn, knowing I'm the only person Mom recognizes anymore, and she's lonely. Yeah, the sandwich generation, but feeling more like my pinky, the crunched generation. Anyway, after 15 minutes, looking for one of the 5 or 6 tubes of antibiotic ointment I know we have someplace in the house, I jerry-rigged a bandage with a few goodness graciouses and gosh darn it's thrown in because I'm using my left hand and I'm a righty trying to get the wound closed tight so it'll heal well and not leave too big a scar. Success, good enough anyway. Heading to the kitchen and the dishes. On the way, I see my wife left mail on the table. Oh, golly gee, isn't it a letter from the IRS? They're auditing and want more records proving that we spent the gazillion dollars it costs for the nursing home. And silly me, I'd been thinking at least the taxes are done and I won't have to think about that anymore. That letter put me over the top, or down to the bottom, or I felt, what's the word, begins with an S. Yes, stressed. So I retreated to the dishes, which had to be done by hand because the dishwasher just broke too, and I'm trying not to get my bandage wet. Reaching for the bottle of detergent with my left hand, I knock it over, and soap shoots out over the counter. I say, land sakes alive, or some such, thinking, this is too much. What can I do to feel better? Just then, to the left of my left eye, 2 small floating soap bubbles joined bubble shoulder to bubble hip, floating left, down, somehow up, shimmering, impossibly weightless, going with some gentle, airy flow. And then I'm in there, floating, shimmering. How long will this last? Until, with a magic, silent pop, they disappear and their remaining specks settle kindly to the ground. I'm Dr. Rich, Bubblehead O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.